Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chella. On January 6, 1973, 50 years ago, the animated series Schoolhouse Rock first aired on television. This collection of short songs and crude cartoons taught kids about multiplication, American history, and more through the language of contemporary rock music. However, many of the musicians involved actually came from the world of jazz. On this show, in honor of the 50th anniversary, we'll explore some of the jazz work of these Schoolhouse Rock singers, like Bob Duro, Jack Sheldon, Blossom Dearie, and Grady Tate. It's Schoolhouse Jazz, coming up next on Afterglow.
Okay, long about this time, at the Iridium every Sunday, I find out if there are any kids that want to hear Schoolhouse Rock. Actually, my Schoolhouse Rock fans are 30-something. It was on television in 1973 for 13 years or so. We're going to do the very first song I wrote called Three is a Magic Number. Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic Trinity, you get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you three as a magic number. Well, it takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes three wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle. Every triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides, no more, no less. You don't have to guess when it's three. You can see it's a magic number. Well, a man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had three in the family. And that's a magic number. Okay, kids. So much for philosophy. Now time to take care of business. I know you count it by twos, you count it by five, you count it by tens. But today we're gonna count by threes. Real easy when you get started. Starts out 3, 6, 9. Okay. We'll take it all the way up to 30, where it comes out even. And I want you to count it with me. Are you ready? Here we go. Get set. 3, 6, 9. 12, 15, 18. 21, 24, 27. 30. Do it again. 3, 6, 9. 12, 15, 18. 21, 24, 27. 30. Now the multiples of three come up three times in each set of 10. In the first 10, you get 3, 6, 9. And in the teens, it's 12, 15, and 18. And in the 20s, 21, 24, 27. And it comes out even on 30. Now we're gonna multiply back up from the 3 times 10. 3 times 10 is 30. 3 times 9 is 27. 3 times 8 is 24. 3 times 7 is 21. 3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12. 3 times 3 is 9. 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1. What is it? That's a magic number. It's a magic number. Yes, it's a magic number. Ha, ha, ha. A magic number. Very good, kids. Everybody get A+. But it would make me so happy if y'all sang along on the last little couplet of the song about a man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. We'll slow it down. Here we go. I want everybody to sing it. Well, a man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had three. They had three in family. And that's a magic number.
A multiplication lesson from singer and songwriter Bob Durow. That was him live at the Iridium Jazz Club in New York City in 2004 with his original song, Three is a Magic Number, from Schoolhouse Rock. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow, and some Bob Durow there in the background.
Three is a magic number.
On this show, we're discussing the jazz artists involved in the groundbreaking 1970s educational series, Schoolhouse Rock. Don't worry, there won't be a test.
You get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future.
Schoolhouse Rock began as the idea of advertising exec David McCall, who noticed his school-age son was having trouble memorizing multiplication tables, but had no trouble memorizing song lyrics. So his idea was to create songs that would help students learn their times tables. The first songwriter involved in the project was Bob Durow. Durow came from the world of jazz, a cool jazz and bebop pianist and composer known for his unique singing voice and his offbeat jazzy tunes. He had worked alongside folks like Miles Davis and Allen Ginsberg and wrote hit songs for Mel Torme, but still remained a bit of a jazz outsider. His style was just quirky enough for the project, which was to combine music and animation in a way that would make math seem hip. The first song for the series, called Three is a Magic Number, proved to be so successful that Durow ended up writing music and lyrics for all of the songs in the Multiplication Rocks series, all the way from My Hero Zero to Little 12 Toes. Over the next several years, Durow was brought back to write and sing for many of the Schoolhouse Rock shorts, covering topics from grammar to science to American history, including songs like The Shot Heard Round the World and Lolly 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 Get Your Adverbs Here. I want to play some of Bob Durow's jazz music now, both as a songwriter and singer. I'll start with the track off of his 1956 debut album for Bethlehem Records, titled Devil May Care. On the album, Durow plays piano and sings, adding his unique, quirky style to many jazz standards. Here is Bob Durow in 1956 with Burton Lane and Yip Harburg's Old Devil Moon on Afterglow.
I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light can't hold a candle to your razzle dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I want to cry, want to croon, want to laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think that I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. Thank you. you stole from the skies. It's that whole devil moon, it's that whole devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think that I'm free as a dove. Oh, devil moon, deep in your eyes blinds me with love. Oh, devil moon, deep in your eyes blinds me with love. Nothing like you has ever been seen before. Nothing like you existed in days of yore. Never were lips so kissable, never were eyes so bright. I can't believe it's possible that you bring me such delight. Nothing can match the rapture of your embrace. Nothing can catch the magic that's in your face. You're like a dream come true, something completely new. Nothing like you has ever been seen before. Nothing like you has ever been mine before. Kisses I've known, but none so divine before. No one has your magnificence. Who can describe your charms? I'd like to make my residence forever in your arms. I never knew how wonderful life could be. No one but you could ever do this to me. Call me a fool in love. One thing I'm certain of, nothing like you has ever been seen before. Nothing like you, nothing like you. Nothing like you has ever been seen before. You're like a dream come true, something completely new. Nothing like you has ever been seen before. Just to call me a fool in love, one thing I'm certain of. Nothing like you has ever been seen before. Nothing like you. You're all I ever dreamed and wanted. Nothing like you. I never knew that you existed. Nothing like you has ever been seen before. Nothing like you. Nothing like you. Nothing like you has ever been seen before.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go and stay. I'm coming home, baby.
Come on home.
Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm waiting here for you.
I'm coming home now real soon.
You've been gone.
Coming home, baby, now.
You don't know what I'm going through.
I'm coming home, I know I'm overdue.
Since you went away.
Expect me any day now. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm praying every night.
And everything is gonna be fine.
Please come on.
Coming home, baby, now.
I want to feel you hold me tight.
Expect to see me now anytime.
When I'm in your arms.
You're in my arms, I'll be fine. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm counting every day.
I'm coming home now, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Use your phone.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
And baby, let me hear you say.
I'm coming home, you hearing what I say.
That you're coming home.
And I never will go away. I'm coming home. Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm waiting at the door.
They can't hold me back now, no more.
All alone.
I'm pressing on, baby, now.
And pacing up and down the floor.
Oh, hear me holler and hear me roar.
Say you'll be with me.
Gonna be with you evermore. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Oh, baby, say you're coming home.
That's what I say I'm coming home.
Something's wrong.
The road is long, baby, now.
Or to either ride or phone.
I'm coming home and never more to roam.
Baby, tell me you're.
Baby, I'm for sure coming home. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Come on home.
I'm coming home.
A singer not involved in Schoolhouse Rock, that was Mel Torme performing his hit tune Comin' Home Baby from 1962. That was originally an instrumental song by Ben Tucker, with lyrics added by Schoolhouse Rock songwriter Bob Duro. Before that, we heard Duro in 1962 singing his original song Nothing Like You, which he wrote with Fran Landesman, that featured Miles Davis on trumpet and Wayne Shorter on tenor saxophone, and actually comes from the Miles Davis LP, Sorcerer. Davis was a big fan of Bob Duro's. And starting that set, Bob Duro with the jazz standard Old Devil Moon from his 1956 solo album, Devil May Care. We're exploring the jazz side of several Schoolhouse Rock contributors this hour. Bob Duro was the first musician tied to the educational television series and became its musical director. He brought along some of his jazz friends to lend their voices to different songs, and for whatever reason, Duro preferred singers who were also jazz instrumentalists, and one of those was drummer and singer Grady Tate.
I got six, that's all there is.
Six times one is six, one times six.
He got six, I put mine with his, and we got 12.
Six times two,
Grady
12.
Tate was a soul jazz drummer who got his start performing with organist Jimmy Smith and guitarist Wes Montgomery in the 1960s, and can also be heard as a session drummer with folks like Ella Fitzgerald, Oscar Peterson, Kenny Burrell, and countless others. Tate also possessed a rich, soulful baritone voice, and began recording vocal albums in the 1960s, and continued to record vocal albums well into the early 2000s. In 1973, Grady Tate was introduced to an entirely different audience when he became the featured vocalist on the Schoolhouse Rock songs I Got Six, Naughty Number Nine, and others. Here's a recording of vocalist Grady Tate performing a jazz standard. This comes from his 1991 vocal album for Milestone Records called TNT. This is Grady Tate with You Go to My Head on Afterglow.
You go to my head, and you linger like a haunting refrain. And I find you spinning round in my brain, like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea cast a spell over me. And I say to myself, hey, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never, never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise, like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes, and I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head.
Thank you.
the thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea. Cast a spell over me, and I say to myself, hey, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never, never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes, and I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy road. You go to my head.
Grady Tate in 1991 with J. Fred Coots and Haven Gillespie's standard, You Go to My Head. One of the most iconic voices associated with schoolhouse rock is the voice of jazz musician Jack Sheldon, featured on songs like The Tale of Mr. Morton, Conjunction Junction, and of course, I'm Just a Bill.
I'm just a bill, yes, I'm only a bill, and I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the Capitol City.
Like Grady Tate, Jack Sheldon was not primarily a singer. He was a jazz trumpet player, known for his sensitive phrasing and warm tone on many West Coast cool jazz albums from the 1950s and 60s. In the 1960s, he also became part of the house band for The Merv Griffin Show, and his big personality and quirky voice helped elevate him to the role of Griffin's sidekick. Sheldon's voice is almost cartoonish in its character, which made it perfect for the cartoon series Schoolhouse Rock in the 1970s. Sheldon continued to record both as a trumpeter and vocalist well into the 21st century. I'll feature a couple of recordings of Sheldon singing jazz standards now, both from the early 1990s. First up, here is Jack Sheldon from his 1992 album On My Own with the song Blues in the Night on Afterglow.
My mama done told me when I was in knee pants. My mama done told me, son, a woman will sweet talk and give you the big eye. But when the sweet talking's done, a woman's a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rains are falling here, the train are calling, hooey. My mama done told me, that lonesome whistle blow and cross the trestle, hooey. My mama done told me, da hooey, da hooey. A clickety clack, a echoing back, the blues in the night. The evening breeze will start the trees to crying and the moon will hide its light when you got the blues in the night. Take my word, the mockingbird will sing the saddest kind of song. He knows things are wrong and he's right. From Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow, I've been to some big towns and heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know: a woman's a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. My mama was right, there's blues in the night. Shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old MacHeath, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves wears old MacHeath, dear, so there's never a trace of red. On the sidewalk Sunday morning lies a body all oozing life. Someone sneaking around the corner. Can that someone be Mac the Knife? On a tugboat by the river, a cement bag is going down. The cement's just for the weight, yeah. I bet you Mac is back in town. Hemingway Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. Old MacHeath spends just like a drunken sailor. Did our boy do something rash? Suki Tawdry, Jenny Diver, Polly Pogwell, on
preacher, Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, dear. Step the key is back in town. Mac is back.
The expressive, the comical, and the iconic voice of Jack Sheldon of Schoolhouse Rock fame, performing two jazz standards. Just now, that was Kurt Vile's Mack the Knife off of the 1993 album Jack Sheldon Sings. Before that, Sheldon on trumpet and vocals, along with Ross Tompkins on piano in 1992 with Arlen and Mercer's Blues in the Night. Coming up in just a moment, we'll hear more from the jazz singers involved in the education series Schoolhouse Rock, including Blossom Deary and Dave Frischberg. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Schoolhouse Jazz on Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the jazz singers and songwriters involved in the children's educational television series Schoolhouse Rock this hour. Schoolhouse Rock turns 50 years old this week. And now I want to turn to an iconic jazz singer who lended her voice to one of the most haunting Schoolhouse Rock songs, Blossom Deary.
Figure 8 is double 4. Figure 4 is half of 8.
Blossom Deary was one of the first vocalists recruited by music director Bob Duro to sing for Schoolhouse Rock, and she performed the grammar lesson, Unpack Your Adjectives, and this eerie multiplication lesson, Figure 8. Like fellow Schoolhouse Rock singers Grady Tate and Jack Sheldon, Deary was a multi-talented jazz artist, known equally for her singing and piano playing. Her childlike voice seemed like the perfect fit for the children's cartoons. But don't let it fool you. Blossom Deary had some seriously mature jazz chops. Let's hear some songs from her now. Here is Blossom Deary from her debut solo album from 1956 with a song originally performed by Billie Holiday. This is Lover Man, Oh Where Can You Be? On Afterglow.
I don't know why, but I'm feeling so sad. I long to try something I've never had. Never had no loving, never had no kissing. Lover man, where can you be? The night is cold and I'm so all alone. I'd give my soul just to call you my own. Got a moon above me, but no one to love me. Lover man, where can you be? I've heard it said that the thrill of a romance could be like a heavenly breeze. I go to bed with a prayer that you'll make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet and you'll dry all my tears. You'll whisper sweet little things in my ears, hugging and a kissing. Ooh, what we've been missing. Lover man, where can you be? Lover man,
say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the moment we met tonight, that's the way I've just gotta behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I'd light, and if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me how do I feel, little me, with my quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. And if I were a season, I'd surely be spring. And if I were a bell, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding.
Blossom Dearie on piano and vocals in 1958 with the Frank Lesser tune, If I Were a Bell. That comes from her LP, Once Upon a Summertime. Before that, we heard Deary in 1956 with Loverman from her debut self-titled LP for Verve Records. The last Schoolhouse Rock artist I want to discuss is jazz singer and songwriter Dave Frischberg. Now, there are many other musicians who were involved in Schoolhouse Rock that I won't get to this hour, including singers Lori Lieberman and Esra Mohawk, or songwriter Lynn Ahrens, all of whom went on to have fascinating careers. Ahrens even went from Schoolhouse Rock to a Broadway career, co-writing the Tony Award-winning musical Ragtime in 1998. However, none of these musicians really had much to do with jazz. Dave Frischberg, on the other hand, started as a jazz pianist, recording with saxophonist Zoot Sims and singer Jimmy Rushing. But Frischberg really excelled as a songwriter, writing quirky, offbeat jazz tunes like Peel Me a Grape, performed by singers from Diana Krall to Anita O'Day.
Peel me a grape, crush me some ice, skin me a peach, save the fuzz for my pillow. Start me a smoke, talk to me nice. You've got to warn me, I'm dying me. Don't try to fool me, bejewel me. Either amuse me or lose me. I'm getting hungry, peel me a grape.
Dave Frischberg and Bob Durow ran in the same jazz circles and even wrote songs together, so Frischberg was another early recruit in the Durow-led Schoolhouse Rock series. In addition to writing the instantly recognizable song I'm Just a Bill, sung by Jack Sheldon, Frischberg wrote and performed some of the more economics-related songs, like Walkin' on Wall Street.
And this is the rule. When you're walking on Wall Street, buy low, sell high, take a piece of the pie. That's the Wall Street way.
I'll play now some music by Dave Frischberg, starting with a cheeky little jazz tune he co-wrote with Bob Durow way back in the 1960s. For this one, we'll hear it performed by a familiar voice. This is Blossom Deary, again, live at Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club in London, with the Dave Frischberg and Bob Durow song, I'm Hip, on Afterglow.
I'm hip, I'm no square, I'm alert, I'm awake, I'm aware. I am always on the scene, making the rounds, digging the sounds. I read Playboy magazine, 'cause I'm hip. I'm in step. When it was hip to be hip, I was hip. I don't blow, but I'm a fan. Look at me swing, ring-a-ding-ding. I even call my girlfriend man, I'm so hip. Every Saturday night, with my suit buttoned tight and my suede's on, I'm getting my kicks, watching arty French flicks with my shades on. I'm too much, I'm a gas. I am anything but middle class. When I hang around the band, popping my thumbs, digging the drums, squares don't seem to understand why I flip. They're not hip like I'm hip. I'm hip, I'm alive. I enjoy any joint where there's jive. I'm on top of every trend. Look at me go, vo-de-o-do. Bobby Darin knows my friend. I'm so hip. I'm hip, but not weird. Like you notice, I don't wear a beard. Beards were in, but now they're out. They had their day, now they're passé. Just ask me if you're in doubt, 'cause I'm hip. Now whatever the fads, and whatever the ads say, it's Neatsville. I'll be keeping abreast, out in front of the rest with Elitesville. 'Cause I'm cool as a cuke. I'm a cat, I'm a card, I'm a kook. I get so much out of life. Really I do, scuba-doo-boo. One more time, play Mac the Knife, let her rip. I may flip, but I'm hip. Scooby
little taste might hit the spot. A little taste might help a lot. It may be nice and maybe not. In my condition, this is a risky proposition. A little taste might pave the way. It has been known to save the day. One little taste might be okay. It's a sedation, good for a sticky situation. Why not spare myself a little pain? It wouldn't hurt. Why lock my appetite out in the rain without a shirt? Who said self-denial's all that great? Wasn't me, 'cause I found it often pays to dissipate. One little taste could make a whole lot of difference. Never ends. One taste could help me make it through the night. Good evening, friends. Why let good intentions get my goat and bring me down when I know a great potential antidote? One little taste could change my whole disposition. A little taste might break the ice and make the nasty seem like nice. One little taste just once or twice, it's an enhancer. One little taste could be the answer. And so it shouldn't be a total waste. Put it on her tab.
Two cheeky jazz tunes by songwriter Dave Frischberg. Just now we heard the songwriter himself performing in 1981. That was the song A Little Taste, based on a jazz melody by saxophonist Johnny Hodges, turned there into a drinking song with Frischberg's lyrics. And before that, the ultimate jazz hipster anthem, I'm Hip, written by Frischberg and Bob Durow, and sung there by Blossom Deary, live at Ronnie Scott's in 1966. To close off this tribute to the jazz artists involved in Schoolhouse Rock, let's return to the source material. The final song I'll play for you now is one of the most recognizable Schoolhouse Rock tunes, the Boogie Woogie Grammar Lesson, Conjunction Junction, written by Schoolhouse Rock music director Bob Durow. In the original cartoon from 1973, trumpeter Jack Sheldon provides the vocals. But on this live recording from the year 2000, Durow himself is singing alongside fellow Schoolhouse Rock musician and jazz kindred spirit Dave Frischberg. This comes from their duet album called Who's On First? This is Bob Durow and Dave Frischberg in 2000 with the song Conjunction Junction on Afterglow.
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
I got three favorite cars that get most of my job done. Yeah.
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
I got and button R that will get you pretty far. Dig this. And, that's an additive, like this and that. And then there's but, when you say, mommy, I won't do this, but I will do that. And then there's R, O R, this or that, a choice. And button R will get you pretty far. Now sing the song.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two boxcars and making them run right like this. Bread and butter, milk and honey, peas and rice. Hey, that's nice. Dirty but happy, digging and scratching, losing his shoe and a button or two. He was poor but honest, sad but true. Ooh, boo, hoo, boo. Now sing it.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking two words to one when you have a choice like this one. Either now or later. Neither now nor ever. Hey, that's clever. Eat this or that, grow thin and fat. Never ever would I eat that, I'm already too fat. Bow.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up those phrases and clauses that sort of have to balance like this one. Out of the frying pan and into the fire. Cut loose the sandbags, but the balloon wouldn't go any higher. Let's go up to the mountains or down to the seas. You should always say thank you, or at least say please.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up those big, long, complex stories like this. In the mornings, when I'm usually wide awake, I love to take a walk through the gardens and down by the lake, where I often see a duck and a drake. And I wonder as I walk by just what they would say if they could speak. Quack, 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 quack. I know that's an absurd thought. Hooking up those little words and making them function. I'm gonna get you there if you're very careful. I'm going to get you there if you're very careful.
Bob Duro and Dave Frischberg live in the year 2000, performing Duro's original song, Conjunction Junction, written for the children's educational series Schoolhouse Rock, which premiered on television 50 years ago this week. And thanks for tuning in to this Schoolhouse Jazz edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.